There you go. Had that big NFL draft thing go on last night. Didn't watch any of that. You know, because you can turn it on almost any time when they put the crawl down there. But, I mean, if you would have told me that the top three quarterbacks picked all played high school football in Texas, I don't know that I would have believed you, you know?
But they did.
Yeah, and I understand 7-on-7 now because it develops that kind of an opportunity, I suppose.
Well, and two of them did not play in major metro areas.
Yeah.
I mean, Andrew Luck played in Houston.
Yeah.
Was it Stratford, I guess?
Stratford. Right.
And but, you know, Robert Griffin, I mean, he's military family.
He played Copperas Cove, played right?
Copperas Cove.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Brian dodged a bullet with him because when he was at Copperas Cove, they had
is that right?
They had dropped down to 4A. So I never saw him play high school football.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
So when he was a junior, senior at Cove, those were the 2 years that had dropped down to 4A. And then, of course, Mr. Tannehill he was a steer at Bake Spring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, until Thursday night, kind of interesting little nugget, only two Texan quarterbacks had ever been the league's top draft choice. Can you name them?
Wow.
Wasn't Ty Detmer, was it?
No, it wasn't, as a matter of fact. You got to go back to 1958.
Oh, gosh. Bobby Lane?
King Hill from Rice. King Hill from Rice.
King of the Hill?
It was his middle name of the?
No, but what's interesting, though, is King Hill spent his entire career in football. He was a player, he was a coach, and when he finished that, he was a scout. He was in football, I was reading this morning, for 35 years. He was the vice president of the NFL Players Association.
Hmm.
Yeah, King Hill. So, there you go. And Matthew Stafford, who played at Highland Park in the University of Georgia, was the top pick in 2009.
Oh, yeah, by Troy Lions.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Bobby Lane was a first-round pick, but he was not number one. He was not number one. So, the number one overall pick. But anyway, pretty cool. And then, of course, as far as A&M, like we talked about, two players in the top 10 in consecutive years. Now, one of the things that, and again, just, I mentioned to Tom yesterday, did he think Ryan Tannehill was going to wear a maroon tie? When in fact, don't you try to wear something that would go along with the color that you'll be holding up, jersey that you would be holding up.
And he wore a blue dress shirt.
Kind of did. But, you know, the story I read this morning also was that RG3 wore socks that were the Redskins' colors.
Of course he did.
But then, of course, he knew exactly where he was going. The other thing that I found...
Now, Mrs. Tannehill wore an orange dress.
Oh, really?
As if knowing where she was going.
Very interesting. Now, also, there are three, in addition to Mike Sherman, obviously, being on the Miami staff, there are three other coaches that have A&M ties. Jim Turner and Zach Taylor were on Sherman's staff here. And Dan Campbell. Remember Dan?
Yep.
What a personality he was when he was here. Anyway, he's on the Miami staff, too. So there's a little bit of Aggie connection over there. So see how that all works out. Bunch of rich young men. Actually, not as rich, though, you know? I mean, if you go back to a couple of years ago, they were still making those monstrous deals, and they're not really doing that for the rookies right now. It's not like they're hurt.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're only getting $600,000.
Yeah. Mama's probably got a new house already. All right, this is a shock. How do teens in U.S. America compare to their peers around the world? They're number one! They are number one when it comes to binge drinking, and violent death.
USA.
Yeah. USA. Get your t-shirt. Strangely, they're also number one when it comes to exercise. Strange because U.S. teens pretty much are fat, so I don't know. Maybe one of them's doing a whole lot for a lot of kids, but that's where we're number one. Okay, after two armed robberies of the CVS store in Potomac, Maryland, within a week, police started to wonder if maybe it was an inside job. Well, looked at the store's surveillance video, they saw that in the second robbery, the gunman forgot the bag of money as he fled. So the former store supervisor, that would be Fenton Graham, runs out to take him the money. Police identified the robber. It was Fenton's girlfriend's daddy.
Hey, Bozo, you forgot the money. Here, take the money.
Is that actual audio?
Yeah, really. Again.
Dramatic reenactment.
Right.
Yeah, really. It's like watching Unsolved Mysteries. Yeah.
Fenton was on a career track to make it. Had he just decided to get somebody smarter than maybe his possible, well, won't be his future daddy-in-law now if he's going to go with the Who Scout, I presume he will. But, you know, he may have been on a career track with CVS. Probably shouldn't have done that. The question all America wants to know, and that is, who's got the most expensive beer in Major League Baseball? Nobody cares about what the records are. It's who's got the most expensive beer. A financial website analysis of beer practices at Major League games. Okay, let's stop right there.
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
Yeah. This would be a financial website analyst doing research on how much beer costs at Major League parks. Okay, how do you get that funded? Okay?
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure he just didn't call them. He had to, I'm sure he had to take the trip.
Of course you do.
He bought him a beer.
You have to have the experience. So how do you sell that to your boss unless you are the boss?
You're a genius.
Yeah. I mean, I want to find out who that person is. They are going to write, you talk about how to succeed in business without really trying. If you end up being one of the, I mean, even if you get your buds to do it with you, you're not doing it by yourself. You only get to go to maybe 12 parks. And
I heard what you did there. Get your buds together.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. So here we go. Major League Baseball games. They found the Detroit Tigers of all places have the most expensive small draft beer in the league.
How much?
The, let's see. The analysis found the, the website is thestreet.com. I mean, they're pretty well known.
Mm-hmm.
They got some money.
As in Wall
Street. You're paying for that if you're doing business with the Street. You just paid for their beer study. Tigers Comerica Park charges $8.75 for a small draft beer. That is the highest in the league.
Do we know how average the quantity of the small? Is it a 12? Is it 16?
Average price is $6.61. And again, they're at $8.75. The other team to break the $8 mark was the Miami Marlins, which charges that amount for a 16-ounce beer.
Well, and both of those, when especially Miami, they have a brand-new stadium they have to pay for.
Sure. Mm-hmm. The most expensive team was the Philadelphia Phillies, who charged $70.75 for 21 ounces of sud. So
they're the least expensive?
Yeah, least expensive.
For
the larger one. But I don't know how big a small draft beer is. But again, you're in Detroit.
I wonder what concessions are going for at Minute Maid Park, because I was looking the other day and the average attendance for the Astros is in the, what I saw was in the high teens. And
Is that right?
Mid 20s.
Wow.
Something like that.
Wow.
It's, times are bad.
Yeah. Yep. Well, but you know, here's the way I look. I want to be a half full kind of guy here. If you've wanted to take your kiddo to see Major League Baseball.
Oh, sure.
And have a great experience, you know, your experience can be pretty doggone good in Houston. No, it's not going to be Wrigley Field. No, it's not going to be Fenway. You know, no, it's not going to be, you know, whatever stadium you think has a good experience. It at least is Major League Baseball.
I'll put it to you this way, and not to just beat you to death with numbers here. Yeah. Opening day, okay, the Astros were at home for opening day. They hosted Colorado. They had 43,464. That's darn near full house.
Yeah, that's good crowd. Good crowd.
That dropped to just under 24,000 for the next day. And the Sunday game, 14,195.
Oh, yes. No, that's not.
And let's see. For the Dodgers, you got to figure the Dodgers, you know, because they opened at home with Colorado and then the Braves.
Okay.
And then they went on the road. They came back, and their last home series was the Dodgers. And that was last Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the highest was the Friday night game, and they had 30,270. Wow. So, yeah. And yeah, getting a ticket should not be a problem.
Yeah, but and getting a good ticket, you can do that. I mean, it's not going to be necessarily inexpensive, but at least you can get in there and get close.
And I will say this, and I mean, Jordan and I both are Rangers fans instead, but one of the things that they did this year is they implemented some probably the coolest throwback uniforms I've ever seen the Astros do, because it's not the old traffic cones. They actually have the old Houston Colt 45 throwback uniforms this year.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, that's pretty cool. Yeah, to do that for people who, of course. Most people never saw them because you're out there swatting mosquitoes trying to watch the ball game.
It's springtime. The bluebonnets are blooming and the grass is growing. Hi, this is David inviting you to buy a zero-turn riding mower with 0% financing from Hogan's Trucks. When you do business with Hogan's Trucks, you're doing business with my dad and myself. We will personally show you our line of Cub Cadet, Hustler, and Ferris riding mowers. Whether you're mowing the backyard or the back 40, we can almost make mowing fun and save you a lot of valuable time. Come see us at Hogan's Trucks Unlimited, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst.
My dad led the B-26 bomber attack on Utah Beach, Normandy on D-Day. His generation built the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Now our nation is on the brink of bankruptcy. To protect our children's future, we've got to take our country back.
The Dewhurst Plan.
As Texas's United States Senator, I'll have five priorities. One, repeal Obamacare. Two, dramatically cut spending and taxes and balance the federal budget. Three, we got to take the Texas model to Washington and let the private sector grow our economy. Four, we got to defend our nation and enforce the sovereignty of our borders. And finally, we got to stop the attacks on our family and religious freedoms.
David Dewhurst.
Some people say that it'll take courage. I disagree. Courage is what my dad had. All we got to do is what's right. I'm David Dewhurst, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dewhurst for Texas.
Have you ever wanted to be on the cover of a magazine? Brazos Valley Bride is holding an open online casting call for our online and print publications. Guys and girls age 18 and older are invited to submit their information online at BrazosValleyBride.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW caller just tells me MLB let them play wear the game the uniforms twice.
Oh, that's it?
Because they have guns on them. I mean, yeah.
The world in which we live.
We still have the Washington Bullets, don't we?
No. They've been the Wizards for a long time.
Oh, that's right. They are. They're the Washington. That's right. Yeah, we can't be doing that. Again, where do you go with that? All right, speaking of all that gunfire stuff, because this is what happens when you have guns, okay? Now you know. This is what happens. I got the story right here. Idaho police say they were called to John Ernest Cross's house on Monday after getting a report.
If we know all of the names.
Yeah, that he pointed a rifle at another man. The other man said Cross had demanded that he perform the moonwalk. So there. That's why we can't have guns. Because then they'll be forced moonwalking.
Very nice.
People will be shot at in Idaho. Really? I mean, I really would have liked to have heard the rest of that conversation. The part of the conversation that led up to pulling out the rifle and saying moonwalk.
Just like anything else, that conversation turned on one statement.
Because I'm figuring they must have been watching a video and going, well, I could do it that good. All right, there we go. Now he's up off the out of the beanbag chair to go get the rifle, because the guy says, "Well, moonwalk for me. I don't want to moonwalk." Then he gets up, but I could do it if I wanted to.
That's right.
Then he goes and gets the rifle.
I can moonwalk better than you. Prove it.
Again, also part of the world we live in. All right, let me see. Oh, we have a joke for today.
Oh,
we have
good
a joke. Yeah,
we got that
in honor of Jordan being here this morning. Teacher asked the class, George Washington not only chopped down his father's cherry tree, but he also admitted to doing it. Do you know why the father didn't punish him? Little Johnny going,
holding his arm up and then bracing his arm with his other hand on top of his head.
Said, all right, what is he said? Because George still had the axe in his hand.
Okay. There you are.
All right, what else? Okay, Mother's Day is coming up. Oh, the other thing is, this is Friday of, what's it called, Administrative Assistance Day.
Right.
If you have blown it up until now, I mean, we've been warning you since early this week. I mean, this is your last chance today. And the thing is, it really ups the ante when it's a Friday gift, because then your administrative assistant's going to go, wow, thanks for thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're going to have to amp it up. Bring your A game for this, but that's today. But we're wanting to remind you that Mother's Day is coming up. So with that creeping up, the latest Buy.com survey says that gadgets will rule the day. Close to 40% of customers saw their mom as a gadget goddess because of her love for little tech toys like new cell phones, cameras, tablets, whatever. So that could be a Mom's Day thing. 24% of us consider our mom as a trendsetter because of her love for high fashion. 20% believe our mom is a fitness queen because her must-haves are running shoes, yoga mat, medicine ball. Medicine ball?
Medicine? Who uses a medicine ball anymore?
Do they mean that big exercise ball thing, maybe, that, you know, is that...
But that's not what I think of.
No,
I
don't... medicine ball is like thing that looks like a basketball that weighs...
That weighs a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you expect some guy in a gymnasium doing a little workout. Yeah.
Exactly right. He's got on his sweats.
Well, no, he's got on the little strappy thing, you know, the little spaghetti strap looking thing, whatever that's called. Got the handlebar mustache with the wax and everything like that.
John L. Sullivan look.
Doing a little pugilism here.
Yeah,
come on
go.
In here for a workout.
Okay, and then 18% say mom is a super busy alpha mom that just wants to be pampered this holiday with her favorite movie or book. So there you go. There's your choice right there. And again, I don't know. New cover for the iPhone if you want to just not do big. All right, I'm going to save this. This is weird pizza toppings. We'll do that next week because, again, we've done enough food stuff for today. Here's what I wanted to mention earlier this morning. You know, we talked about how keeping a child alive was the most important thing that went on in the family in the early days because of the agrarian society that
Sure.
we had. The Obama administration has decided to withdraw a proposed rule that would have applied child labor laws to family farms. Child labor laws to family farms.
Yeah, let that sink in for a second.
Now, I tell you, it was a million years ago. I'm not working for my daddy, but by golly, I was working 14 hours a day, you know, because that's what you had to do. That's what the job was. In a press release, the Labor Department said the decision to withdraw this rule, including provisions to define the parental exemption, was made in response to thousands of complaints. To be clear, this regulation will not be pursued for the duration of the Obama administration. In other words, we're really, 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 really,
yeah.
really, really sorry that we suggested that. I mean...
Well, it's just stupid.
Bunch of people driving to work in chauffeur-driven cars going, we need to stop.
You know what's terrible is the fact that there are children that are working on farms.
That's right. We must stop that. We must stop that. Dalai Lama told Piers Morgan... He didn't agree with all of George Bush's policies, but he loved him as a human being. And, of course, George then said he didn't care for him as a dolly, but he thought he was a pretty good llama. So,
Just say it.
By the way, there's going to be a documentary on 41 coming out pretty soon.
Oh, really?
Right about his birthday time. They just announced, I think HBO's going to be doing that. We'll see. Ace Hardware ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers for the sixth consecutive year. J.D. Power & Associates, 2012 U.S. Home Improvement Retailer Satisfaction Study. And, you know, we've had Ace Hardware's here before, and they do a great job of that neighborhood feel. I mean,
right.
They really, really do. You walk in, they are to any store, the Ace Hardware store I've been into, they really, really want to help you. And, of course, the problem is, just the model's changed. It's just it's difficult for them now.
It's just way too easy to get squoze out.
Right.
So.
And again, where we live in our area, then it's the big boxes come in. In some areas, big boxes will not or won't come in now. And for them, then they still have the Ace Hardware's, and so it works out.
You know where I saw an Ace Hardware most recently?
Huh?
Tel Aviv.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
How very interesting.
I have a picture somewhere to prove it. So.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's
yeah, we were it was our first night in Israel. We were walking around and right near our hotel, I look and I see distinctive red lighting. I'm thinking, I know what that looks like from here. And as we got closer, sure enough, it was an Ace Hardware in Tel Aviv, Israel.
Wow. Okay. Well, that I guess that can happen. Oh, then we should have done this with Sokol in here. City of Miami considering selling ad space on lampposts, fire hydrants, and public buildings and parking meters.
How would you sell ad space on a fire hydrant?
Don't know.
Would you wrap them?
I guess you could do that. They voted it down for right now. City manager pulled the item, but it may yet happen. They're anti-billboard there. They don't have billboards there. In fact, they called them obscene. But
well, they don't have them here either.
And they
unless
don't.
You got grandfathered in.
But
in College Station.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Once again, you know, there used to be the Hilo Auto Parts there on University Drive had that great big sign when they were there. They're not obviously Hilo went out of business.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to have that there. That was But again, grandfather.
As far as I know, there's only one in College Station.
Oh, so where's that? Which one is that?
It'd be that. It'd be at Reed Field.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Reed Field Meats down there. Yep.
Right across from Walmart.
Mm-hmm. That's it. All right. On this date in history,
somebody loves this part.
Yeah. Okay. Broadcast journalist Edward R. Murrow died at the age of 57 in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
A little deal called the computer mouse was introduced.
God, where would we be?
Yeah.
Without that,
I was looking at that. I mean, maybe we'd all be a touchscreen by now. I don't know. I'm not sure, but. But
that hasn't caught on, and you would think it would by now.
Yeah.
Tell me what day goes by that you don't use either a mouse or a touchpad.
Yeah, just right there. 1981. And a year ago today, the 24-hour period between 8 a.m. today and 8 a.m. tomorrow saw more tornadoes in a day than any other period in U.S. history.
Wow.
226 tornadoes in one day. That was a year ago. All right, then. Let's see.
I don't have anything.
So. I know you don't. That's all right. Martha Stewart's going to do a cooking show. Hey, how's that going to go for you?
Yeah, good for her.
It'll be.